Sandra Brown began her writing career in 1981 and has since published over 70 novels. In 2008, Sandra was named Thriller Master, the top award given by the International Thriller Writers Association. Among her other honors, Sandra received the Romance Writers of America's Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2011, she and four colleagues went on a week-long USO tour to Afghanistan, meeting with service members on numerous bases. Sandra is the current president of the Mystery Writers of America. Today, we'll speak with Sandra about her wonderful new book, Deadline. Welcome, Sandra. It's a thrill to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm very happy to be here.
Deadline is based on an FBI cold case. How did you decide to have this at the core of the story?
It was sort of an accident. Actually, I was on the FBI website doing research on another thing, and I saw one of the selections was the 10 Most Wanted, and I thought, well, that'll be interesting. So I clicked on that, and I was scrolling through it, reading about all these nefarious men and women. And I noticed that some of them had been at large for, like, decades, and their crimes dated back, you know, to the 80s, 70s. And I thought, my word, how does someone stay hidden that long and often in plain sight? And so that just kind of sparked the idea to use a crime that was decades old. And then it kind of dovetailed with my idea of Dawson Scott and his returning from Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress, which is sadly a topic on everyone's mind. And so the two just kind of merged into Deadline.
Right. Well, introduce us to the incredibly cool and, I believe, pretty damn sexy Dawson Scott.
Well, thank you. He's supposed to be. Well, he is a journalist. He writes for a news magazine. And for the past 9 months, he's been in Afghanistan covering stories from the war zone. And it occurred to me, we hear a lot about service members returning from Afghanistan and other fronts with post-traumatic stress, but we don't hear a lot about civilians, and yet there are so many people serving in one capacity or another. When I and a group of colleagues did a USO tour in 2011, we were really surprised by the number of civilians we met who go over there as contractors or vendors or medical personnel. And I thought, well, you know, they're subject to the same threat, life threats every day that they're there. And so I thought it would be interesting to take it from that point of view, that it would be someone who comes home and no one would expect him to be suffering the symptoms that he is. And of course, one of the symptoms is that the one that's afflicted with it tries to hide the symptoms. So that's what Dawson is trying to do when the story opens.
Right. I loved how you incorporated the diary of one of the characters in the story. It offered such a unique perspective. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, Elaine, in Deadline, I had, as we've talked about, a long period of time to cover from the initial crime that was committed in the late 1970s to the present day, which equates to almost 40 years. And I thought, how can I impart this information to the reader without it just being, you know, dull reading? Try to think of a device that I could use. And I thought, what if it's diary entries and they're short? They're written in first person, which is the first time I've ever published anything in first person. And they're really written in the voice of the character. And she doesn't appear in any other part of the book, but she gives us insight into what the life was like and the character, not only of her, but of a villain.
Well, you got your start writing romance novels. What was the transition to thrillers like for you, and what special tools did you bring along?
Well, it was a difficult and an easy transition, which sounds kind of contradictory, But that's exactly the way it was. It was easy for me to decide that I wanted to start writing books with more suspenseful content, and I wanted to write books that, you know, the plot dealt with more than just the love story. So for me, the transition was easy. From a marketing standpoint, it was rather difficult, because once the publishing industry and readers put you in a certain pigeonhole, they're sometimes reluctant, you know, for you to change. They want the same old, but different.
Yeah.
It was a conundrum, but I really did want to move into a genre that would enable me to cultivate a larger reading audience. I wanted to expand my readership. I wanted to cross gender. I wanted to cross generations, and so I started writing books with more and more and more suspenseful, you know, content. And thankfully, the reading audience gravitated with me, and so here I am today.
Right. Well, you always do a fabulous job of blending romance into the story. How do your male readers respond?
Oh, I think they love it, because I was asked recently, how do you combine the two, and why do you think it works for the two to be combined? For me, it seems natural. For me, it seems like it should be that way, because no one is ever more afraid than when a loved one is threatened. I mean, even, you know, a mother will stand in front of a bus to protect her child, or husband and wife, you know, will sacrifice themselves for the sake of the other. So our fear is never heightened more than when someone we love is threatened. So in that way, in the books, it the suspense deepens the level of the emotion, and the emotional pull, gravitation, love, whatever you want to call it, for the other human being ratchets up the stakes of the suspense. So I think they feed off each other, and I think they feed each other. I think they fuel each other. So the suspense and the love story that's growing just seem a natural combination to me.
Well, I think your readers, millions of readers would agree.
Well, thank you.
On a totally different note, what's it like to be president of the Mystery Writers of America, and what are your duties?
It's wonderful, because you have no duties whatsoever.
Okay.
No, actually, I say that facetiously, but truthfully, it really is an honorary post. The administration is run by a paid administrator, and then there are elected officers who really work from the trenches, and they really do all of the work. So it is more of an honor. The one thing that is asked of the incoming president is to preside over or MC the Edgar's Award dinner. Now, this is a dinner that is attended by usually about 1,000 writers, agents, publishing people from the book world, film world, TV. It's everybody, and so it's rather intimidating to get up there that night and try to be clever and try to move things along, because it's always on a weeknight, and so they want you to, you know, get everybody, since it's a school night, get everybody out of there fairly early. So it's up to the incoming president to host that banquet. And so that can be kind of a nerve-wracking chore, but it's a great deal of fun, too. And the audience is forgiving. I think there's a certain empathy.
So what's next for you?
Well, I'm already at work on another book. I sent in a rough synopsis because I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know everything that's going to happen, but I let my reader know the main thing and what the book is going to be about, and who the main characters are and so forth, and what their main problem is. And I just got her green light to proceed. So I'm in the first draft of the next book. So maybe next year we'll be talking about it.
I hope so. Well, I've so enjoyed our conversation today. Any final thoughts?
Oh, I just want everyone to read Deadline. I think this is a book especially men would enjoy as well as women, because the most of the book is written from the main character's point of view, and the main character is Dawson Scott, and he's got so many levels and so many things he's dealing with. I think he's a very relatable character, and I think the surprise at the end is one of the best surprises I've ever pulled, and everyone who's read it says, oh my gosh, did not see that coming, which of course is what a novelist wants to hear. So I think it's a enjoyable read for anyone who just likes a big, fat, juicy, entertaining book.
Well, I want to share that I sat down on Sunday afternoon and I read that book cover to cover because I could not put it down. Sandra, thanks so much for joining us today. I love the book.
Well, thanks, Elaine. I appreciate your having me.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.